Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Santosky v. Kramer, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1982. The question before the court was, what is the constitutionally required standard for burden of proof regarding termination of parental rights? Facts: John II and Annie Santosky were the natural parents of Tina and John III Santosky. In November of 1973, after several incidences of parental neglect, the Ulster County Department of Social Services initiated neglect proceedings and removed Tina from the home. 10 months later, they removed John III and placed him in foster care. That same day, Annie gave birth to Jed, and 3 days later, he was transferred to foster care. In October of 1978, the DSS moved to terminate the Santoskys' parental rights. The Santoskys challenged the constitutionality of, quote, fair preponderance of evidence standard, end quote. The trial court rejected this claim and terminated the Santoskys' rights. The Santoskys appealed, and the New York Supreme Court affirmed the preponderance of evidence standard as constitutional and stated that the standard recognizes and seeks to balance rights possessed by the child with those of the natural parents. The United States Supreme Court then granted cert. Holding. Clear and convincing evidence is the appropriate standard for burden of proof for termination of parental rights. Reasoning. The court discussed that the 14th Amendment protects the fundamental liberty interests of natural parents in the care, custody, and management of their child, and that this does not evaporate simply because they have not been model parents or have lost temporary custody of their child to the state. The United States Supreme Court then discussed that the process of terminating parental rights has three factors. One, private interests affected by the proceedings, aka the parents' interest in the proceedings. Two, the risk of error created by the state's chosen procedure. And three, the countervailing governmental interest supporting use of the challenged procedure. The court then stated that the fair preponderance standard violated the 14th Amendment due process clause because it does not fairly allocate the risk of an erroneous fact-finding between the state and the natural parents. As such, a higher standard of proof would more fairly balance the risk, and as such decided on, quote, the clear and convincing evidence, end quote, standard. They also commented that individual states could determine if the standard is equal to or greater than, but not less than, the clear and convincing standard. In summary, Santosky v. Kramer, which was decided in the United States Supreme Court in 1982, held that the constitutionally required burden of proof for termination of parental rights was clear and convincing evidence.